With self-compassion, we give ourselves the same kindness and care we would give to a good friend. This is according to Kristen Neff, who does a lot of work on self-compassion. So I'm going to guide a practice by Kristen Neff, and it's called the self-compassion break. And this is a really useful three-step practice, particularly for times of difficulty. And it can be done any time or as many times as you need throughout your day. And it's a little bit different because it involves leaning into a difficulty, just a little. So we're turning towards the difficulty instead of turning away or distracting ourselves. So let's begin with the sound of the bell. So bringing your body into stillness. Into a posture that's comfortable. Our intention with this short practice is to cultivate a little self-compassion, a little self-kindness for ourselves. And we might touch in on why that might matter to us. So I'm going to invite you now to see if you can bring to your mind a situation in your life that is bothering you, not the biggest difficulty, but something that's niggling at you, that you're struggling with. And as this situation comes to mind, we don't have to dig deeply for a struggle or a difficulty. Just allow an everyday struggle that we all have to arrive. And as you recall or invite this struggle to your mind, see if you can notice any feelings in the body. Any sense of perhaps emotional discomfort. And the first thing we do in our practice is to bring mindfulness to this difficulty, this situation that's troubling us. So we acknowledge that this is really hard. I'm really struggling with this at the moment. And without belittling your own difficulty in any way, we recognize the common humanity in the situation. We recognize that sometimes it's not easy to be human. That suffering is a part of our lives. It's part of the human condition. Other people feel this way too at times. I'm not alone in having difficulties. And now I'll invite you to place one or both hands over your heart. And just for a moment, feeling the warmth of your hands, the gentle touch of your hands on your heart area. And you might try saying to yourself, may I be kind to myself when facing this challenge or this difficulty in my life. May I give myself the compassion that I need in this moment. May I respond with kindness to my challenges. Learn to be kind to myself and to others. And you can keep your hands as they are, or you can place your hands back down on your lap. And simply notice how you are now. Any thoughts, feelings, sensations that may have been evoked by this practice. You might like to take one or two nice, nourishing breaths as we begin to sense the whole of the body here. Feeling the support from the chair and from the ground. And letting the bell arrive at your ears as we come to the end of this self-compassion practice.